Book 4, Canto 1, The Birth and Childhood of the Flame. Page 353 to 355. In this high signal moment of the gods, answering Earth's yearning and her cry for bliss, a greatness from our other countries came. A silence in the noise of earthly things. Immutably revealed the secret word. A mightier influx filled the oblivious clay. A lamp was lit. A sacred image made. A mediating ray had touched the earth, bridging the gulf between man's mind and God's. Its brightness linked our transience to the unknown. A spirit of its celestial source aware, translating heaven into a human shape, descended into earth's imperfect mold, and wept, not fallen to mortality, but looked on all with large and tranquil eyes. One had returned from the transcendent plains and bore anew the load of mortal breath. Who had striven of old with our darkness and our pain? She took again her divine unfinished task. Survivor of death and the aeonic years. Once more, with her fathomless heart, she fronted time. Again there was renewed, again revealed, the ancient closeness by earth vision veiled. The secret contact broken off in time. A consanguinity of earth and heaven between the human portion toiling here and an as yet unborn and limitless force. Again the mystic deep attempt began, the daring wager of the cosmic game. For since upon this blind and whirling globe, earth plasm first quivered with the illumining mind, and life invaded the material sheath, afflicting inconscience with the need to feel. Since in infinity silence woke a word. A mother wisdom works in nature's breast to pour delight on the heart of toil and want. And press perfection on life's stumbling powers. Impose heaven sentience on the obscure abyss and make dumb matter conscious of its God. Although our fallen minds forget to climb, although our human stuff resists or breaks, She keeps her will that hopes to divinize clay. Failure cannot repress, defeat overthrow. Time cannot weary her, nor the void subdue. The ages have not made her passion less. No victory she admits of death or fate. Always she drives the soul to new attempt. Always her magical infinitude forces to aspire the inert brute elements. As one who has all infinity to waste, she scatters the seed of the eternal strength on a half-animate and crumbling mold. Plants heaven's delight in the heart's passionate mire. Pours Godhead's seekings into a bare beast frame. Hides immortality in a mask of death. Once more, that will put on an earthly shape. A mind empowered from truth's immutable seat. Was framed for vision and interpreting act. And instruments were sovereignly designed to express divinity in terrestrial signs. Outlined by the pressure of this new descent, a lovelier body formed than earth had known. As yet, a prophecy only, and a hint. The glowing arc of a charmed unseen whole. It came into the sky of mortal life, bright like the crescent horn of a gold moon, returning in a faint, illumined eve. At first glimmering like an unshaped idea, passive she lay sheltered in wordless sleep, involved and drowned in matter's giant trance. An infant heart of the deep-caved world plan, in cradle of divine inconscious rocked by the universal ecstasy of the suns.